Says back in the regular session.
Make a motion to come out.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Mr. Burton?
Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will, yes. We're now back in regular session under old business. Ms. Cornwell, step right up here.
Good afternoon. So the first item under old business is CU 2128, filed on behalf of Larry Martin. County Council held a public hearing on June 12th of this year. At that time, you deferred action pending a Planning Commission recommendation. The Planning Commission made a recommendation on June 14th. At that time, they did recommend approval of the applications for reasons 1 through 4 and conditions 5A through K.
Any questions from council?
Nope, I'm trying to pull it up here, Mike.
Okay, hold on a second.
Trying to get this machine to.
Old business.
Conditional use is for an auto repair shop located on Shadow Point Lane.
Wait a minute, I got the wrong P and Z.
It's under old business.
Okay, that's the one I want. Yeah, there it is. I see it now. Hold it a second.
Okay, I'm going to read up pretty quick. I don't think.
Still. That one we deferred.
We deferred it until today, yes.
Yeah.
And Planning and Zoning made a recommendation to approve it with the four reasons and A through K conditions.
I can't get mine jump over on that.
Let me see the map. I want to see if it refreshed my memory here on this map. Wait, is there, it doesn't have, under the old business thing.
Old business?
Yeah, I don't have any maps here. Do you have it on there, please?
I can get the outline.
Thank you. That's the part I like. I like looking at pictures.
It's always a picture.
I'm pretty sure I put mine over on.
Where you want old business?
I got hung up on it. It won't move. I can't get on that.
Well, let's see. We got Gavin. One, I don't know what you meant to hear, Sam. Let's go back here to, let me find it. Wait a minute. Well, where do you, where does Sam get his stuff, Robin?
It's under Dropbox.
I ain't going nowhere. It gets on Dropbox too.
I'm trying to find a, hold up. Here we are at 10:23.
You got me.
We're getting there now. Hold on here a minute.
And the map is on the screens.
This right here, what we're starting with right there.
You got it on that. I couldn't get off that tag. I'll wait that. We're fine.
How do we assume he's doing that today on that property?
I believe it's been a few months, so I don't remember off the top of my head if he was doing it or he was getting ready to do it. But at this point, he might be doing it.
So
I think he was working on his cars.
He's got a lot of chicken houses over there. It's past him.
I read in the condition that there's no retail sales.
Correct.
I thought I remember from his application that he wanted to get into retail sales business. Am I just
sell food cars?
Am I mixing things up?
I think you're mixing things up because he just wants to repair vehicles.
Well, we can put that in there anyway, just so there's no mistake.
That's fine. It's in there.
What's
it's in there. Right. Good. Okay.
That is one of the conditions from Planning Commission.
And the on that little country road and stuff, I'm just curious about, do you think we need a 32 square foot lit sign? Because again, this is an area that has no commercial anywhere around it. And to have that one lit sign up on that road doesn't, I don't think it's necessary because he's probably going back and not going to be working at night anyway. So I would just say let's restrict it and maybe even downsize it. And we start getting in the habit of doing a little bit of that.
What's the,
unless it's
the tan or a yellow light on?
That is GR, General Residential District.
It's just an old GR district that's been there for.
There's nothing built there, right?
No, there's all just homes. It's just homes around there. I'm just saying it's a residential area and we ought to be concerned about the residential.
I mean, there's guys that...
Issues.
That would be happy to see that garage put there instead of chicken houses.
No, I'm just asking about a lit sign, Sam. It doesn't have to be 32 feet and doesn't have to be lit in that area. We can just give them a what is it? What's the other size we use?
16.
16 by 16? So that would be my suggestion. I'll make a motion that we make a...
What size?
One unlit sign, 16 by 16.
Not 16 by 16.
No, you want a 16 square foot sign.
16 square foot sign. Yeah, totally.
I agree with that motion.
And it...
He says,
can't be electronic or lit.
Well, no, it would be, you would want to amend condition 5A to say one unlighted sign not to exceed
right.
16 square feet inside per side shall be permitted.
Right, and that would preclude any electronics.
He said here, Janelle, in his testimony that down the road there's a transmission shop, there's a used car lot, and Del Mar Auto in the area.
Not down that road.
He said within 2 miles.
Oh, 2 miles. Well, that's a heck of a long
I'm just trying to see where that
is. Always when you live.
There's definitely commercial to the east, and that would be
like
all the red.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said it's always when you live to say like
2 miles. 2 miles a long way. God. You could say that, Sam, there's commercial within 10 miles of my place. That's close.
Commercial within.
If you're out in Colorado or something.
All right. Anybody else got any?
That's my. I mean.
Wait. So besides George's thing on the sign, anything else? Everything else okay?
That's 1/4 sheet of plywood, correct?
Wait a minute.
We're going to start over now.
Mr. Wright's going to need to read the ordinance in.
That's why I wanted to.
Is your district
first?
The one at Del Mar.
What?
Mr. Wright's going to need to read the ordinance in before you start.
I'm
making sure.
I want Mr. Arlett a chance to speak.
Absolutely.
All right. So refresh the memory, you probably already did this.
Yeah.
Auto
I
repair shop, back from in June, you deferred for Planning Commission recommendation. Planning Commission did recommend approval of the application for reasons 1 through 4 with conditions 5A through K. And there's been discussion on amending condition A to make it one unlit 16 square foot sign
which
per
is
side
kind of what
instead of one lighted sign at 32 square feet.
This is all residential all around it.
The parcel is where?
The parcel is...
The red?
No, that
red
would be commercially zoned.
That's right in the very next set.
Over that one.
Keep going over
right there.
Right in there.
Oh, I zoomed out because they were referencing the testimony in the minutes that there was commercial in the area, so I just zoomed out. But that is the parcel in question that is highlighted in yellow.
Del Mar.
Put a whole building up there.
It's conditional use?
It's a conditional use for an auto repair shop.
Okay.
So I made a recommendation, or made a motion to number A, Rob, on our recommendations here, if you get to it.
Yep.
It says one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet. I put one unlit sign not to exceed 16 square feet shall be permitted. So it just reduced a little bit in unlit.
Yes.
4x4.
Yeah,
well, we've done typically condition uses the 4x4, but
yeah, that's what we just
but kept it lit. Right?
Well, I'm unlighting it because it's all residential around there. There's nothing commercial in that whole
area. Can you zoom in? Can you zoom in right around that parcel, if you don't mind?
And the peach is the GR zoning classification.
Let me pull this thing up. How large is the parcel? It doesn't look very big.
3.0381 acres.
Yeah, it's slightly over 3 acres.
Is there any other thought on George's?
Oh,
suggestion?
I
got a second
with all the things that he's and I he's going to second it when we get to that point.
Well, that's for discussion, right?
There's no auto sales permitted or repair performed inside the building. No junk vehicles are in up on
okay.
Property.
All right.
Do not
well,
so, yeah.
He said it can't be there.
Let's go with it.
Let's roll with it.
He said because it's all people living in houses around there.
Well,
if it's not lit.
It's a residential area, Sam. We're just keeping it residential looking.
Okay, I'm just saying if it's not lit, what does it matter if it's not have a piece of sign up for a piece of plywood 4x4?
I don't know. We're just doing a 16 square foot. That's the motion. Vote against it if you want.
Oh, wait. We haven't got any motions yet.
No.
Any more discussion on this? All right. If there's not, we'll ask Mr. Rutt to read the short title, and then we'll have Mr. Cole's motion, and we'll go from there.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.0381 acres, more or less.
Now then, Mr. Cole, you...
Mr. President, yes, I'd like to amend under 5B.
A. No, A.
A, right?
Mm-hmm. 5A.
One unlit sign not to exceed 16 square feet per side shall be permitted.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, and a second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on that? We will take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
I will vote. This is in the change of the motion.
It's only changing the sign from lit to unlit.
I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton?
I am in favor of that motion.
Mr. Wilson?
How did you vote, Rob?
He said yes.
Said yes?
He said yes.
I lost, so I must vote yes.
I both vote yet, Mr. Cole.
How'd you vote, Sam?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, I'll vote yes.
I will also vote yes. That motion's carried. Mr. Rupp, you read the short title again as amended?
Yes. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.0381 acres, more or less, as amended.
These are for the reasons from planning and zoning, reasons 1 through 4 and conditions 5A through K as amended.
So move for adoption.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole. Any question on the motion?
I just hope my car don't break down and I can't find a place to get my car fixed. We're not flying them. Tell me where I'm supposed to go.
I do too. We're going to take the vote. Mr. Arlett, you're first.
I will vote yes, as per planning and zoning's recommendation as amended.
Mr. Burton?
My vote is in favor of planning and zoning's recommendation as amended.
Mr. Wilson?
My vote is in favor of P&Z vote and go along with recommendations of what's been amended.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes for the same reasons as the others.
I also agree. I'll vote yes based on the planning and zoning recommendation as amended. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. The next item is conditional use 2136, filed on behalf of Christina Degnan. This is a conditional use for a medical office to be located at 1409 Savannah Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on August 21st. At that time, you did deferred action pending a Planning Commission recommendation. The Planning Commission did recommend make their recommendation on August 23rd. They did recommend approval for reasons 1 through 5 and conditions 6A through K.
Question to council?
I got some questions.
Mr. Burton.
First of all, is why we're staying with signs, what do we have on Savannah Road? Do we have a bunch of 32 square foot signs?
You do.
And then secondly, with the privacy fence, as stated by the applicant, there shall be a privacy fence installed along the property to the north side of the property. The fence shall run from Savannah Road to a point adjacent to the rear edge of the garage on the applicant's property. When you look at this site, and by testimony of...
We're going to hear in a second.
The gentleman that's right here now. There were trees that were questionable if you run the fence down the property line. So if we say that one of the conditions is you got to have a fence, and then there's disagreement, or the tree splits half the property, the tree's on both sides, can we just say fence along the property line and then they got to work it out?
Right. The fences can go on property lines.
But they can also go inside, and then the tree problem still exists.
Again, I believe the tree problem is going to be a civil issue if it is, because I believe they stated it was kind of over the property line. So that is a civil issue between the property owners, is determine whether or not how to address the tree.
But only if the fence comes into question.
You and I could argue over a tree that's dividing us anytime. It doesn't have to be because I'm putting up a fence.
Well, I understand that, but if the condition is of this approval,
we put a fence up,
is that the applicant has to put a fence up. They can ignore the problem by going 3 feet inside the property line and running the fence.
Oh, they could.
And then
yeah.
The tree doesn't ever get resolved.
But that's a private issue.
That's a civil issue that I mean, would, I think, be difficult for the staff to enforce as to who is going to be responsible for a tree, as that is a civil issue because the tree is over the property line.
She can say that the fence has to run down the property line, and then they got to talk about the tree.
They could, or they could move the fence around the tree. I mean, right. Which would still.
Or they could place it inside their line.
Yeah. Or they could place it inside. Yeah. I'm just trying to solve the problem.
So I'm sort of seeing where IG's located. I think just roll off, leave the trees there, and forget the fence.
That's why IG ran for public office, so he could help people solve problems. Right?
I think that's what you're thinking, right? Right. It looked just as good to leave the trees in there.
I'm not talking about the trees, I don't think, but I don't know.
All my questions have
been answered.
That's not
what you're thinking?
No, I think there ought to be a fence.
I got to quit reading your mind. I'm sorry.
I know. And I think the fence ought to be compatible to the fence on the Brockstead property, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about, the distance from Savannah Road. The fence shall run from Savannah Road to a point. So we're not going to put the fence right on Savannah Road.
No, because there's going to be a height issue and a sight distance from people turning in, because again, it is a shared driveway at that point. So it would have to go start. It cannot start at Savannah Road, otherwise we'd be blocking both entrances and access for the driveway.
Should this motion be set any differently to accommodate that?
That would be up to you if you'd like to amend that motion.
The shared driveway is, again, I guess, a dispute with neighbors. Is that right, David?
I'm not sure.
I didn't hear the testimony, but you can have a shared driveway. And actually, DLDOT now requires in certain instances that you have a shared entrance and then the driveway splits. So.
Right.
I don't know that.
But this is something occurred years and years ago, or just developed over the course of years, where people just take a shortcut to get into their driveway or something.
So you could have an easement by this point.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any official
prescriptive easement that has arisen from the use.
I don't think there's any.
And again, this will have to go through the appropriate DLDOT approval for a commercial entrance. So they'll have to comply with whatever DLDOT rules and regulations require for that entrance.
How close can the fence be to Savannah Road?
Depends on how tall you want that fence to be, because within the front yard setback, which is going to be 40 feet, it cannot be higher than 3.5 feet in height. Past the 40 feet, which is the front yard setback on Savannah Road, because it is AR1, then it can go up to 7 feet at that point. But I believe the intent was to have it start back a little bit farther, so you're not impeding the driveway.
So when the kids get on the bus, they can at least see the bus coming.
Sure.
Do you think any more detail needs to be included in number J with the fencing as its position, its height, et cetera?
You might want to amend that it says the fence shall run from Savannah Road to a point adjacent to the rear edge of the garage, as again there's a height concern and then there could be potential access issues. So, you know, a fence not more than 3.5 feet starting so many feet back, and then after that then it can be 3.5 feet, and then once it hits 40 feet it can be 7 feet tall for the privacy fence, because again you cannot have fence within the front yard setback more than 3.5 feet tall.
Ooh, but somewhere along there, you probably can't have any fence at all.
You probably don't want the fence.
I mean, you don't want the middle of the driveway. I wouldn't think I would have done. I live there.
Mr. Cole said.
You probably don't want the fence right from Savannah Road, probably going back to about here. But I think the concern was they definitely wanted the privacy fence, probably from the middle of the house, front of the house, going back to provide the privacy, right? Because that is all of a shared driveway.
Yeah. How far back is Brockstead's lower fence, you know? But I think there was some comment made that, just like the Brockstead fence.
If that's the fence. About 15 to 20 feet, maybe. And again, this is made just, let's see if there's a good site plan in there.
It's got to be 40 feet or it's going to be in front yard setback.
Well, depending on the height of the fence, if it's 3.5 feet, you can have a 3.5 feet solid fence. You just, within the first 40 feet, if you can't just, you can't have anything above that, but it could still be a privacy fence. It just maxes out at the height at 3.5 feet, unless they were granted a variance. And again, that predates my tenure with the county, so I cannot, without doing research, confirm whether or not it has a variance.
But you could not put a fence in that first probably 30 or 40 feet anyway, because it's shared driveway.
Correct.
So you got to get past where the driveway
splits,
right? Or at the split, wouldn't you say?
I'm not too good at doing splits.
We were just looking for the
side. I was doing something here. Hold on, we're going to get something.
I'll see. It's got a really good street view for you all to reference. I'm not sure it gives you the exact feet, but
who's more looking here? Look at this, George.
I know.
That Todd's son.
You took that picture back last summer. Notice how it leads to all the trees.
There's a fence there, IG.
I think the fence ought to mirror that fence right there.
Yeah, it's lower.
As you can see right here, shared driveway. As someone just stated, you're not going to put a fence in the shared driveway.
I agree with you.
No, you couldn't do that. You got to be back. So you're far enough back, you probably want the fence to be 6 foot tall.
Right, I mean, again.
Because you can't start the driveway splits, right?
Right. A 6 foot tall fence can't start more than, has to be 40, couldn't start until you're 40 feet back.
But it looks like that thing is.
Two.
The split driveway probably goes 40 feet, doesn't it?
More than that?
Potentially. And I apologize, I'm not able to find the site plan.
Just maybe we word it that a fence.
But what you could do is word it that where the driveway splits, then that's where the privacy fence could start.
Right.
And whether or not it's in the front yard setback, then it would have to comply with the 3.5 feet. And then beyond the 4 feet back to the garage, then it could go up to 7 feet tall.
We have to put a fence there to start with.
Well, I think Sam, the owner of the property, proffered the fence, didn't he? Or did he? Did he?
Okay. Yeah, they were okay with the fence going in, and then it became a discussion of where the fence would go.
And well, let me ask you this. Why do we have to put a conditional use? Can't they put up a fence if they want to, anytime they want, on a
That's what
piece
I
of property
say.
They own?
They can. Yes,
so,
they can.
So, I mean, why do you reference it?
Because it was proffered by the applicant, and then it was also requested by members of who were in opposition and in support of the application, is that they would have liked there was a concern about making sure there was a fence for privacy.
You put it in here, they got to put it up. They can't change their mind or whatever. I don't know.
Okay, so we put it in here, and then P&Z can figure out the details, right?
But can I make a suggestion?
You certainly may.
Okay. As stated by the applicant, there shall be a privacy fence installed along the property to the northeast side of the property. The fence shall run from the split of the shared driveway to a point adjacent to the rear edge of the garage on the applicant's property. Any fence is not to interfere with site views on Savannah Road. The location and type of fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. That's kind of broad enough, and then Planning Commission. Yeah, the P&Z can look at this on the final site plan and decide the heights and locations.
Yep.
Anything else? Did anyone change anything else besides that? Everybody's okay with it except that? All right. Well, then why don't we get Mr. Rutt
that motion?
I'm sorry.
Right there.
Mr. Burton?
So we're going to make that motion.
Well, we're going to have to read the short title first. If we're done, sir, we'll read the short title, and then he'll read that, and somebody can make that a motion to amend.
Okay. The short title, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a medical office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 0.918 acre, more or less.
Okay, now then, so I want to make a motion to amend, I guess if you're going to amend 6J.
Yes.
Mr. Rutt, will we just strike the current 6J and insert what you read as the new 6J?
Okay. You want me to read it again?
Well, yeah, we're going to need to read, but yeah.
Okay. Amended 6J would read, As stated by the applicant, there shall be a privacy fence installed along the property to the northeast side of the property. The fence shall run from the split of the shared driveway to a point adjacent to the rear edge of the garage on the applicant's property. Any fence is not to interfere with sight views on Savannah Road. The location and type of fencing shall be shown on the final site plan.
That's a motion, Mr. Burton.
That's a motion.
Do I have a second? Second, Mr. Arlett. This is on the amendment only. Any questions?
I'm sure glad I got my old electric fence up before you guys come home. Sorry, buddy.
You should be. We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I'm in trouble.
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Now then, anything else that wants to change? Oh, we're good. Okay, read the short title again, Mr. Rutt.
Okay. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a medical office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 0.918 acre, more or less, as amended.
And that would be for reasons 1 through 5 from planning and zoning and 6A through K as amended. Any questions on that? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Did we even move the motion forward?
Yeah.
I don't have a motion.
No.
I don't think we did, Mike.
I thought I had one.
No, he read it, but nobody
moved. Right. Okay.
Excuse me.
I'm paying attention.
You always are.
Yep. And Mr. Burton made the motion. Did somebody second it?
I thought they did, but I guess I missed that.
That was for the amendment.
Condition. We just need a new motion second.
Right.
As amended.
Okay.
Yes. That.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
That motion.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on that? We've got that down. Okay. We're going to vote. Take the vote. Mr. Burton?
I think that planning and zoning got this right. This is a conditional use area. And I think that with the stipulations put on it, it's a good motion. My motion is in favor with the amendments that we made.
Mr. Arlett?
I agree with Councilman Burton. Therefore, I will vote yes as amended.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes according to what P&Z has recommended.
Mr. Cole?
With conditions added.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes with the amended conditions.
I also vote yes, amended condition. Motion passed. Next.
The next is a change of zone application, 1857 Elizabeth Ann Burkhart. The Planning Commission held a public hearing on October 10th of this year. At that time, I'm sorry, County Council held a public hearing on October 10th, and at that time you deferred action. The Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend denial of this application and recommended that an application for conditional use be submitted.
Question the council. Comments? Anything?
Can you just refresh the memory as quickly on this one? I think I recall this one, if you don't mind.
So the request was for B2, which is the new community business district on Savannah Road, where there are numerous conditional uses. They elected to make the application for a change of zone. There was discussion about whether a change of zone or a conditional use is appropriate in the area. And it is for professional office, was the proposed use.
Where is it on the map here?
That's why I got a map right here. I'm trying to show us what's going on.
The yellow rectangle right there.
And point out where the one we just approved is in relationship to that.
Good idea.
Right there?
Across the street. Cross Road.
Cross Road up a lot.
Yep. To George, that's about 5 miles.
But literally across the street is the right?
Broxton.
Broxton, yep, property. Literally across the street.
Which is a conditional use, though, isn't it? Broxton. Was Broxton a conditional use?
I think it was.
I think in the end.
Got sued on.
In the end, it was,
but
yes.
In the end, yes. It was a conditional use.
Correct.
That's a commercial building, and it's.
Any more questions from council?
We got some.
And what are you going to build there?
They just want to reuse the existing residential as a professional office. It was at one point a professional office. Right. That person retired. Their daughter turned it into a house. Now the daughter is looking to sell the property to cover medical costs. So they were looking to reuse it as a professional office once again.
Same building, just don't change the zoning.
Just change of use for the property.
No change to the building, right, Mike, if I recall?
Right. Correct.
I remember this one.
It'll be the same building, just.
I don't know why the planning board didn't move for it.
Why don't do that, whatever.
Because it's not, the building isn't, it, when you rechange the zone, you can do whatever you want in the building.
Sure you can.
The same building is it, that's, I understand.
But they, I thought, all what they said, they weren't going to change the building, were they?
They indicated they were not.
Yeah, but they, could they, certainly they could. They could change the zone today, change the building tomorrow, yeah, sure they could.
And per their testimony, it was suggested quasi, they inferred a recommendation from the staff that they should go down the B1 path.
That's what they inferred, most likely when they made the application. They wanted to make the application for B1, and we said it's a closed zone, you would have to make a, if you're going to look for rezoning, the B1 would be the most appropriate if they were choosing the change of zone.
District.
Any more questions, comments, concerns? If not, we'll ask Mr. Rutt to read a short title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.3673 acre, more or less.
I believe that's.
Do you have any?
I believe that's misleading, Mike, to say it's agricultural land.
It's zoned AR1.
I know it's saying agriculture. Didn't you say that word agriculture?
Yeah, that's what AR1 is, isn't it?
Well, it's a long ways from being agricultural land.
No, Sam, it's.
It's zoned that.
I know.
Agricultural, and the R's for residential.
Well, I know that.
That's always been that way.
But I know what.
This is residential.
When I say something about agriculture, that's a million miles from being agriculture land.
Yes, sir, from being tilled or something, you're correct.
You can't.
But it is zoned in the county AR1.
No cabbage, that field.
Now, they planted a house.
They're farming for customers, maybe not for ag.
My motion is for approval of the planning and zoning's recommendation for denial of this application for the same reason of approval of the previous application, which is this is a conditional use. I think this street is almost a conditional use zone, and that we ought to keep it that way, and it's maintaining the character. It certainly, I don't see a lot of vacancies on this road with conditional uses. So I think this is appropriate to deny this application, and I also feel that it's appropriate to for the council to consider waiving the application fees and provide expedited review of a conditional use application.
As a motion, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
Well, I do.
The motion is to support planning and zoning's recommendation of denial.
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay.
Is it?
Any questions on that motion?
I do, on just only on the question, and I'll, to expedite the process, i.e. conditional use. So, I mean, if indeed that is a request, what is the feasibility and a timeline to be able to do as such?
We could probably get it on late December or January timeframe back to Planning Commission.
And with waiving of fees, is that a request? Yeah. Is that something that can be accommodated?
Yes, and that was also something that came out of the Planning and Zoning Commission, was to waive the fee.
Okay.
So was the question you just asked, Rob?
If it can get expedited, and then at the same time their fee be waived, so i.e. there's no additional expense to the applicant.
Expedited may move faster, is that what you're saying?
No. Because they have a business, I mean, in the end, you know.
But a normal wait would be what?
If an application came in today, they're looking at February. Late February or early March.
Any more questions?
There's no commercial at all on it. On that right hand side, is that right? But there is one we know, one we just passed.
The pink and the red are commercial zones.
They're
down
commercial.
This way, down this way, towards mm-hmm. the whatever. Yeah.
Towards the highway.
Away from Lewis. Away from Lewis.
It's away from Lewis?
Yeah, it's coming away from Lewis where you get to the pink and red.
Okay.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Burton.
My motion is in favor of the denial and of the approval of the a waiving of the application fee and providing an expedited review.
Mr. Arlett?
I'm confused. So the motion was for approval.
The motion is to approve the denial. To support planning and zoning. So we're going to deny the change of zone.
I know, but I mean, typically it's an affirmative, right? And then we vote no against the affirmative. I just want to make sure that.
Maybe it'd be better to move to accept the recommendation of planning and zoning to deny the application, but to waive fees and to expedite.
That is my vote.
Hold up. Mr. Cole, will you reverse your second?
I guess if I have to.
Okay, you'll take away your first motion?
Yes.
What's your motion now?
My motion is to accept planning and zoning's recommendation of denial and to accept their to accept their motion in its entirety.
Okay. That's super, Mr. Rutt. We're good?
That's good.
We're good with that, right?
And you're saying give back the money through it again?
Still confused.
No, waive fee. Waive means give back the money. No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we're not going to charge them again.
We're not going to charge them again? For what?
So, Mr. Arlett's, is that your second still?
Yes.
Okay. Motion is second.
Anything.
Mr. Arlett's question is that normally we would have a motion in affirmative, we'd vote no on it.
Well, this is a motion in the affirmative because you're moving to accept the recommendation of the Planning Commission.
That's not typical. Todd, you're chime in here.
I follow what you're saying. Normally, we would the motion would be in favor of the application, and if you did not want to approve this application, you would vote no and give the reasons for
correct,
which would include planning zoning's recommendations.
Correct. And Janelle, you are in agreement with that.
That is typically how it is done, but Durrett said that was an acceptable motion, so.
So if you want to be consistent, we can start over again.
Are you confused yet, Janelle?
Michael, I'm not. Pay attention.
So
as
the
I
motion
say.
Would be to approve the application
the says
we're just
against
to get
the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation.
I think I got what it's saying.
What did you just say, Janelle?
The motion would be to approve the application against the Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation. Because Planning Commission, it would just be a move to approve the application.
Yeah.
That's just the simplest
period.
Thing to say.
Then everybody vote no.
And then if you don't want to approve it,
then
you would
no.
deny it and then give your reasons that you would believe it needs a conditional use and to waive the fee and for an expedited review. And the reasons
everybody's
would be the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Rutt, you're comfortable what's going on here? Everybody's, we're going to do it one more time. That's it. We're done then.
Yes, I'm comfortable.
Mr. Cole, you'll remove your second. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm
Mr. Burton, remove your motion.
I'm my second.
Now then, Mr. Burton, this is your last shot. Make your motion.
My motion is to approve the planning and approve the application of CZ 1857.
Thank you.
That's it.
Now
no
you're
more.
There. Mr. Cole, you'll second that.
Bingo.
We're good. Any questions on that motion?
Disregard the PC.
Now we're going to take the vote, Mr. Burton.
I vote against the approval of CZ 1857 for the reasons that planning and zoning has stated. But I would like to recommend that if the application does come back as a conditional use, that we give it expedited review and waive the application fee.
Mr. Arlett.
business, community, residential, you know what, I based on the testimony, it does concern me, you know, based on the recommendations of that they were interpreted the recommendations from P&Z to do the B1, and now we're shooting down that recommendation. But based on the
final motion.
The final motion and the comments provided by Councilman Burton, I will agree with him and vote no a desire to expedite a conditional use with no additional fee to the applicant so they can move forward with their business.
Mr. Wilson.
I've got to vote with Mr. Burton.
Okay.
So your vote is to deny it, but you go along with the, if they come back, but they still use, okay, they waive the fee, okay.
Did you get all written down for me?
He's got her. Mr. Cole?
Yes, I'll also vote no. I believe the area is, has been traditionally a conditional use permit type of area, and that way we've been able to put in conditions that make maintain a residential feel to the area as you approach into Lewis, Delaware from this from Savannah Road, and so my vote will be no, but I do concur with them about expediting and waiving fees.
I agree with exactly what Mr. Cole said.
I kind of I stumbled along there, Mr.
With those recommendations. So change of zone 1857 is denied. Shoot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving along.
Ms. Jennings, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mr. President.
She's at least listening.
She is.
The first request is from DCUSA Foundation. They're requesting $3,000 for their Hope Makers program. This program is designed for parents and children of the greater Ellendale area to help them develop a personal life plan, search for jobs, learn problem solving, and create a personal financial budget. Last grant to this organization was $500, which was $250 from Mr. Wilson and $250 from Mr. Burton for their Dolls Tea program.
You recommend same thing? Mr. Burton, I recommend same thing.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Burton, to grant $500 to the DCUSA Foundation for the Homemakers Program, being $250 Mr. Burton's Councilmatic account and $250 Mr. Wilson's Councilmatic account. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Georgetown Historical Society is requesting $40,000 to help with the matching funds to a $100,000 grant. These funds will be used to house the carriage collection under one roof. They will also be building a picnic pavilion for community events and programs. Last grant received was $10,000, which was $8,000 from Mr. Wilson, $1,000 each from Mr. Burton and Mr. Vincent.
Now this time, Mr. Wilson, what are you doing?
Well, wow. For every dollar we give, there's matching funds are coming from some of us.
Okay.
Some on the other side.
That's fine.
So I'd like to get Mr. Burton joining with me, Mr. Cole, since Mr. Marvel's related to him. That'll get some money.
How much money do you want to do? What's your motion going to be?
Can you give me $8,000, George?
How much?
$8,000.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I can't give eight. I got to leave Mr. Hudson some money.
How much can you give? I want to match what you give. I don't know what you give.
Well, let me ask this: Is there going to be similar participation in this one as the past with other council people, not just you and me? Because we could do 2-2-2.
Well, we got a lot of people that's going to be riding the carriages to this parade, right?
I don't know.
We need to somehow fix up this museum for return day.
Oh, I understand.
It's something that's pretty important, I think, ought to be for history.
Well,
it's in your district, so I assume you're going to give the most.
Well, you start out.
I'll get double what George
will. No, it's your district. You should give the most.
Well, he said he'll double what you give.
Double what I give?
Yeah.
So if you give two, he gets four.
All right. I will give... Because I think Returns Day and what it does for Returns Day, the Marvel Museum, has been critical to its successes over the years. And so I will give $2,000.
I thought you'd give more than that.
Well, I would, but I got to leave some for Mr. Hudson.
And you're going to double that.
But I'm hoping maybe somebody else, because again, the importance of Returns Day.
Here's the question. Are you going to double what everybody else gives?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, let's see if Mr. Burton, would you like to participate at all?
I would like to do the same as I did last year, which is $1,000.
Okay, that'd be good.
You could give at least a couple thousand, can't you?
Big auction?
Yeah, it's like an auctioneer.
No. So
don't you think this is pretty important?
So there, wait, I got the
same. It is, but we got every. Oh, we all got our own districts. Everybody's got needs.
Well, you all come to Georgetown, don't you? Don't you all come to Georgetown?
Do you ever come to Seaford?
not very often.
Do you come to see?
Not much of work, go work for her.
That's true. You got $1,000 there and $2,000 here and $4,000 here.
The only reason I go there is so I don't get that paper rubber.
So $7,000, if I added up right.
Yeah, you're right.
George gave two, you're doubling that, gives four, you're giving $1,000.
Can you give?
That's $7,000.
What are you at for?
Nothing.
Can you get two?
Not after that.
No, he gave one.
How about you, Mr. Arlett? Help raise, I'll be like.
What is the ask?
They want $40,000. We're going to move on from this mess. You're going to give $4,000, George's going to give two, you're going to give $1,000.
I'm not going to be cheap, I'll give five or six.
What's
Rob wants to do?
How much are you going to give?
I'm going to give $6,000.
Okay, Sam's going to give $6,000.
Yeah, three times what George can give.
George is giving two.
I know he's cheap.
IG's giving one. Mr. Arlett, you want to give anything?
I would be very honored to provide $1,000 as well. It would be my pleasure and honor.
Okay.
Mike would have participated except for that remark from Sam.
That's right. That cost you money.
That cost you money, Sam.
Anything else?
I help.
We're all in.
I'm not helping.
We're all in.
Thank you. That's right.
I don't know what you ever have.
I feel false.
And Sam, I am the Grand Marshal.
Huh?
I am the Grand Marshal.
Mr. Wilson, this is your motion. Correct?
Yeah.
I have a second.
Second,
Mr. Burton, to grant $10,000 to Georgetown Historical Society for Carriage Building and Pavilion, being $6,000 from Mr. Wilson's Council Bank account, $2,000 for Mr. Coles, $1,000 for Mr. Burton, and $1,000 for Mr. Arlett, for a total of $10,000.
And $2,000 for Mr. Vincent's?
Negative. Any more questions on a motion?
If you'd have been nice, Sam, he might have.
We're going to take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Hey, Sam, he won't have a buggy this year.
My word.
Yeah, I'm going to walk.
He'll be walking.
He'll be walking. Next, Ms. Jennings.
The next one is the Lewis Presbyterian Church, in partnership with Shields Elementary School, is requesting $867 to purchase 3 laptops to be used in their after-school program. The after-school program helps at-risk children who attend Shields Elementary that need additional help in reading and or math. There have been no past grants to this program. Mr. Burton placed on the agenda.
This was put on by Mr.
Burton. By me.
Burton, okay.
I spoke with this gentleman that does this because I had a little hard time with the laptop issue because, you know, they tend to walk. And they really do a lot of really good after-school funding, and they, because of some glitch or something, they lost the ability to get a federal grant. So they've come to us this year asking for $846 or something.
$867,
and I support that in this program to get them some after-school help.
So, motion, Mr. Burton?
Yep, for the full amount.
Grant $867 to Lewis Presbyterian Church for the Lewis after-school program. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We will take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is Rehoboth Concert Band is requesting $1,888 for their music fundraiser that benefits Cape and Lupin Senior Center. Last grant received was $1,300 from Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'll do that again. What's the request?
They're requesting
$1,888.
$1,888.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Motion, Mr. Cole?
Where is this thing held?
I thought you had it made, George.
Cape and Lupin Senior Center. Well, I guess no, it's for their concert. I guess it's
for there. I think it's at the high school.
At the high school.
Yes.
Your high school?
Your high school.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole.
They tore my high school down.
To grant $1,888 for Mr. Cole's Council Bank account to the Rehoboth Concert Band for the Cape and Lupin Senior Center concert. Do I have a second?
Second,
Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Hey.
Mr. Burton can have my tickets.
Next one is the Fenwick Island Lions Club's requesting $1,000 for their annual Halloween parade. The parade is a fundraiser for their club. All proceeds support the community service projects. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $800 from Mr. Arlett and $200 from Mr. Cole.
Move to do the same.
Motion, Mr. Arlett?
Second,
Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 to the Fenwick Island Lions Club for Halloween parade expenses, being $800 Mr. Arlett's council bank account and $200 Mr. Cole's council bank account. Question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, and the last one is Delaware Children and Nature Coalition through the Delaware Community Foundation is requesting $2,000 for their annual fall BBQ event. The mission to the group is to stress the importance of outdoor education with grades K through 12. Last grant received was $2,000 from the countywide youth grant.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $2,000 to the Delaware Community Foundation for the Delaware Children and Nature Coalition for the BBQ fundraiser from the countywide youth grant. Any questions on the motion?
For what? What's that?
The countywide youth grant.
Youth grant?
Yeah. Out of our county, so no, in no deal count, but okay. Take the vote, Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have yes, motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinance introductions, Mr. Rutt, I think there's one.
Yes, this is in your district, Mr. Vincent, and it is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain tract or certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County containing 25.6694 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Who owns that piece of land?
I have no idea. Council member comments?
Yes.
Cole?
Following up on something I heard this morning, Mr. Attorney, you can leave this for a note maybe for Everett. I'm just curious about the, it does concern me, when years ago when the nursing home and all that type of stuff did surface, it was basically for people taking homes and you know, residential property sometimes and expanding them a little bit and taking in some of these things, and that was a, kind of the special exception. That's why it was at BOA, I believe. And what we've been able to, what we've seen happen now is that the institutional large facilities have now come in and taking advantage of that, I believe, and I don't think that was the original intent. I'm really concerned that we are allowing that group, Board of Adjustment, which doesn't go through the same scrutiny and have the same background in land use decisions as we do, are making decisions on facilities of, like, if what I heard was correct, you know, large facilities in AR1 districts and without having to go through the proper zoning procedure. So I think that needs to be looked at and brought back in front of the council for a discussion.
Okay.
There is a direct reference to nursing homes and assisted living requiring a special use exception before the Board of Adjustment.
I know that, but I'm just saying, so, I don't think that's correct. I think the original intent 40 years ago, 50 or whatever, when we did that, when we, that was written up, was because we didn't see that. We saw people taking people in and having to get a special use exception or something to do this. And the nature of the whole industry's changed, and I think people are looking at that and using it as a loophole. It's an easier way to get in and get something they of that size. Right, huh?
They don't have a choice.
I know that. That's why I say I think it's a flaw in what way we do things. Right. And
that
I think
would be a code amendment.
It should be a code amendment, and maybe Everett could bring forth an explanation of what would need to be done to change it. And then there could be a conversation here with you guys if you think it needs to be changed. From my first blush of this whole thing is, yes, I think it needs to be changed. I think it's not the way to get those things approved.
I think we should wait.
Anything else from council?
Okay.
I think
Mr. Wilson.
I think we're going to wait January 1st before we vote on this.
Vote on what?
What George recommended.
We're not voting on anything.
What George recommended.
Are you seconding the motion?
He's asking Mr. Moore to research it and come back and tell us.
Well, I still think we're going to wait at least January 1st.
Is that a second?
That's a second.
All right.
I think he's waiting for you to get out of office, George.
Mr. Burton.
I'm taking him with me. You know that, don't
okay,
you?
Okay, that's okay.
When I leave December 31st, Sam's going with me.
Mr. Burton.
I'm going to help you guys out.
I mean, just to comment on that, I do appreciate, I think Sam's right on the right target that we usually move so quickly that what Sam's saying is that we ought to wait until after January before we do this. And I think we'll just slow it up just a little bit with this one.
Well, thank you, Mr. I'm glad you finally came around.
But I agree that what George stated, it should be, we should look at a path forward on how to do that. So I just wanted to bring up to date my ordinance on the 20 to 40 discussion. You know, we had four public hearings on that. We received a lot of really good information. I'm working with staff to kind of disseminate the information to see what the best path forward on that ordinance, or a combination of that ordinance with the wetlands ordinance. So it's still percolating. So I didn't want the public to think that it's just going to go in some drawer somewhere. It's not. Prior to the change of this body, I will get that ordinance up or down, or combined, as far as the vote goes, or combined with another ordinance. So that's my
before the end of the year, you're saying?
On the 20 to 40, yeah, because this body...
Oh, yeah, no, we got to do it. This body's got to... We should do it.
Got to bring closure to that. So it's not in a drawer. It's still in the circulation process.
Any else from council? Any last call?
I kind of want to say I'm sorry that I picked on poor old Mike today, because half my relatives live in the Seaford area.
Sam's a little late to get any money out of him.
That's
now,
okay.
Sam.
I got broad shoulders, so you're welcome. Not a problem. Anything else? Okay, motion to go to executive session for land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will, yes. We're in executive session now. I assume somebody's going to turn something off.
Stay here.
We'll stay here.
Stay here.